The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm here.
Good. I'm glad that you made it, even though you forgot everything at home.
Everything.
Everything. She forgot everything.
It's one of those days.
But she looks fabulous. I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we bring you all kinds of stuff. Uh-huh. All kinds of stuff.
Alleged stuff.
That's so broad. No, we're not broads.
But we
rather
are.
Broad. My father used to call women broad. I meant this broad. My dad.
Do you know where they came from?
Broad.
From the butt.
From the. Well, you can't prove that on me. I wish I had some of that. Is that why?
I don't know. I guess because otherwise I don't know how they could do that.
Yeah. I don't think people say that anymore.
I haven't heard it in a very long
time. That's probably, remember when we did a show and we talked about words that we probably will, that will most likely disappear in the future from the human language, the English language? Maybe broad, other than speaking about measurement, but referring to a woman as a broad will hopefully just
go
kind
away.
Of go by the wayside.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR.
Trying not to insult you.
89.7 FM. With lots of stuff.
Yeah. The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR, its sponsors, its producers, or other
people or entities. You remembered that.
Mostly.
You did fine. So that was your substitution of your recording that you normally do, which you did just fine. Just fine. And I think I noticed a line in there. Does it say that it's the opinions and views of the?
Probably not.
Not the opinions. Because this isn't our opinion. Nothing that we say almost is maybe possibly not our opinion.
This is just stuff that flakes through the universe and hits us in the head, and we just bring it out to you
to do with
as you wish.
I think we do share our opinions, though, at times.
Oh, at times.
Yes, we do. So, hey, I want to thank you all for your emails. They are pouring in, and we are so happy about that. And we had our friend Mary Hood on.
She was a blast.
And she was great, and as she always is. And hope to have her on again. And we hope to get Patty in here and Nan and maybe Val in here and Tony.
We could
Ebenezer.
Have a party.
Ebenezer would be in here. Cool, that'd be cool.
Ebenezer.
I know, I love it. So,
okay.
Days of the week.
Okay.
Hopefully today is May. I won't say what day, but I'll just say May, a day in May. And May 4th. My daughter's birthday.
Aww.
Star Wars Day. She's not a fan, so that will not push her buttons or impress her at all. The 5th is No Pants Day. I think we reviewed these before.
Right.
And Space Day. The 6th is Herb Day, Free Comic Book Day, and Beverage Day.
Free comic book. Free.
Yeah,
okay,
I wonder if that means you can sign up somewhere to get one.
I like that idea.
And you might want to check that out. The 9th is Europe Day and Lost Sock Memorial Day, which we did bring up because we wanted to give everyone a heads up to keep track of your socks.
And I want to go to one of those memorials.
That would actually be a fun thing to do, maybe in Pittsfield on Park Square or in Lee at the little...
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a riot? People would come. People with a sense of humor would come with their lone sock, and we could have a whole memorial. In that, what? Let me see, that day. So these dates are not correct as far as the days go, but the date for Lost Sock Day is May 9.
Okay.
People have time to plan something.
Yeah.
Put it out there, meet people at a little park somewhere.
Stand in front of your house with all of the socks that you have that have no mates. Say, has anybody got a match?
Can you imagine? You all get together for Lost Sock Day, and you do meet up with a lost sock, and it would be such an emotional moment.
They're together again.
That's May 9th. The 10th is National School Nurse Day, Clean Up Your Room Day. The 11th is Twilight Zone Day. I could watch it all day long.
Yeah.
If that day, May 11th, if it's raining, I would just do that all day. I love Twilight Zone. The 11th is Eat What You Want Day, so you can watch Twilight Zone and eat anything you want.
Yeah.
The 12th is Limerick Day, and that is where we stop.
Well, that's where my family's from.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Limerick.
Limerick. I have a friend that's going to Ireland.
Good
yes,
for that
she
person.
Can't wait. She can't wait. So remember, May 9th, Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh, that is so...
I may just have to write that on my hand to remember to plan something.
Don't let me forget, because I think that's wonderful.
That's great, yeah.
Sock Memorial.
Right.
True or false?
Yes.
Unlike other fruits, cranberries do not show their ripeness with color. Number two, the steam rising from a cup of coffee contains the same amount of antioxidants as 3 oranges.
Really?
And number three, snake oil actually has curative powers.
You mean that guy that I dated back in 1966 had some purpose? Well, not 1966. I would have been a baby, but, a child. Yeah. Are they all true? Are they all false?
Are they all true or are they all false?
That's true?
No, I'm saying there's three and they either
are all or nothing.
Yep.
Cranberries, steam, 3 oranges. So that means if I put my mouth over my cup and swallow the steam, inhale the steam.
You get the same antioxidant.
And then the snake oil guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm ashamed to say that I dated someone that was snake oil. You know, I did. I was going to say, no, you know what, I didn't really, but you know I did. Did you ever?
No.
Never? Come on.
No, I don't know. Nobody ever tried to sell me anything.
Oh, so if we're looking at it that way, no, okay. You're talking about the snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
No.
what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about a jerk.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I've had my share of those.
Okay. All righty then.
Some really nice ones too. Though.
We have to.
Memories are nice. Oh yeah.
If we had a camera in here, could we do that? And it should face you, because the faces that she makes is so good, and you can't see them. She's very expressive and very dramatic, like an actress. I'm sharing about lawn today. Your lawn.
I'm sharing about alleged.
Like a ledge you jump off of?
No, like it's allegedly.
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's allegedly. So
and it'll be up to you to whether or not you believe it or you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, yeah, I was into, because we've already mowed our lawn twice, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had some interesting things about lawn and different mowing tips and gardening tips.
Okay.
And I won't talk about the pot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't mow your lawn too early in the spring, it says.
That's true.
Instead, wait until the grass shows signs of wilt.
Oh.
In late spring or early summer, so Mark is ahead of the game, maybe that's not a good idea.
Maybe he wants to have it a golf course.
No, he's not a golfer.
Well,
no.
Then he's got to be taught.
Mowing too early creates shallow, weak roots that can't withstand the summer heat. This is often the reason grass turns brown in the summer.
Oh.
Well, there are many people on our street that have mowed. I wonder if it is too early.
Why do people have to have it mowed down so far?
I know. We don't do that. But some people write down.
2 inches is a nice.
Three.
Height. Three is supposed to be.
Three is what I've read, and I think it might be in here somewhere. But that's what I understand. You have to have your blade so that your lawn's 3 inches high so that it won't burn.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, and I think I might have it in here somewhere, why do we mow our lawns? Why don't we just let it grow?
Make it into a what's the term?
Topiary.
Kinda.
Meadow?
It's got more lawn on grass on my lawn than on my head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is it? What I'm thinking of? I'll think of it. I'll think of it.
All right. Well, that's my first tip.
Okay. Allegedly. Yeah, there's a fungus.
Among us.
Known as the honey mushroom in the Malheur National Forest in eastern Oregon. Is the single largest organism on Earth, roughly 2,400 years old. It stretches 3.5 miles across and covers an area larger than 1,600 football fields, and most of it is hidden underground.
This is a true or false kind of thing?
This is allegedly, this is true.
Allegedly, that is true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's underground. I would assume it's not edible.
I wouldn't want to try it.
I've never heard of that.
Single largest organism on Earth.
I've never heard of that.
Nope.
Why don't we know that?
You'd think something that big.
We would have learned it in school.
Yeah.
It's true?
I don't know. But
allegedly.
They're saying allegedly it's true.
Well, allegedly, it's true that you should sharpen your lawnmower blades at least two times every year. Lawns cut with dull blades don't look as neat, and the tips of the grass may turn brown because they just get bent, or they get chopped, or they get...
Gotcha, all that scraggly
like that.
Bit, yeah.
And ragged edges require more water. And increase the risk of disease.
Yeah, so, why don't we just let it grow?
Yeah. Sprinkle some water.
Have a meadow.
Sprinkle wildflower seeds all over the place.
Yeah.
Let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow.
Have a meadow.
Let it grow.
Human, now forgive me for this, but I couldn't pass this up. Seriously, forgive me. Human foreskins discarded after circumcision are sold to biomedical companies for use in artificial skin manufacture. One contains enough genetic material to grow 250,000 square feet of new skin. They are also used as a secret, in quotes, ingredient in popular anti-wrinkle gels.
No.
Allegedly.
What?
Yeah.
Anti-wrinkle gels.
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
I guess you have to go to Google.
And find out if it's in your wrinkle gel?
Do you have wrinkle gel?
I don't.
I don't either. I've got
Maybe
wrinkles.
Maybe I should buy some wrinkle gel if it works. I mean, that's a...
Oh, I could go so many bad places with that.
That's a strange thing. I know you can. Set your mower slightly higher under trees where the grass competes with tree roots for available nutrients and moisture.
They need to be higher.
It needs to be higher around your trees. And that, when you think of a tree, sometimes it's a little more bare underneath the tree.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Does it have anything in there about mulch?
I don't know.
Because somebody told me don't put a lot of mulch against your tree.
That's what I have learned as well.
Okay.
Or around plants. You're supposed to leave a little bit of a well around plants. I typically don't do that only because I want it all covered. But I try to now make it more thin under and around my plants because it doesn't seem to really hurt them over the years because I've always... done it close, but that's what I
could be an old wives' tale.
I don't know. They did plant a tree in my front yard, and they did make a space between the trunk of the tree and where the mulch just about 2 inches. It wasn't even a lot, but
okay.
I don't know if there's anything in here, but maybe I've got a lot.
Okay, the Bayer Company introduced heroin as a non-addictive substitute for morphine in 1898. Ironically, morphine was eventually used to treat heroin addiction.
Oh, what a twist.
What a twist.
I do believe that.
Could be.
Hmm.
But why would they introduce something to take care of morphine? Because you don't produce morphine naturally, do you?
I don't think so.
That's a little weird.
It is weird.
Mm.
I do know that morphine slows down your heart.
It makes you feel good.
Does it?
I guess.
I wouldn't know. I don't think.
I'm guessing.
I mean, I've had surgery, but I don't think I've ever had any morphine. I don't think my surgery was that dramatic.
They usually use locals or something.
Grass grows dormant and grows very little during hot, dry weather. Your lawn will be healthier if you don't mow it frequently during periods of drought.
So even once a week might be too much.
Might be. Might be.
Because I know somebody who doesn't mow it that often, or as often as other people think he should.
Might I know this person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's true, and it because I'm so particular... I would want it mowed, let's mow it. But it makes sense to get it to grow
protect
a little.
Protect your grass. It's not always greener on the other side.
It's true. Okay.
The largest supply of alcohol in the universe is in deep space. Astronomers have spotted an alcohol cloud in the Milky Way that measures 288 billion miles across. Now, I don't know if it's scotch or whiskey, but...
Isopropyl.
That's a
My
good
sister right now, she's saying this word out loud in her living room. Lenny! I don't know. Allegedly, I don't know. I would think if that were true, there'd be a lot of people trying to get that.
Especially those who first found it. Had they come back yet?
Oh, yeah. So do you know that... So I have a lawnmower that runs by itself. You just walk behind.
Cool.
You know.
Yeah.
But it says if you get one that doesn't do that, and you just push it, which I have had because I thought that was a good idea for exercise. And I learned very quickly that was not going to happen anymore. It says by using a push mower, you can actually burn calories. 150-pound man, that's a little guy.
That is a little guy. I'm bigger than that.
Yeah, sorry, guys. He can burn, what does it say, man? I'll say 150-pound person can burn 380 calories in 30 minutes. Maybe it is a man because it is typically known that a man will lose weight quicker.
I know. I know. And in the right places, too.
Yeah, I know.
They just do.
That's not fair.
It's not. Since a Krispy Kreme donut is 350 calories for one donut.
Oh, my gosh.
You can burn off breakfast with a quarter acre Mo.
Wow.
If you'd rather take a trip to the gym to burn those calories off, let a professional landscaper take care of your lawn, and he will earn money and lose weight all at the same time.
Cool.
150-pound guy.
That's
he's either 6'4" and the size of a pencil,
uh-huh.
or he's 4'8" and he's like an orange.
I would like to be 150.
Yeah, would you?
Kind of.
Well, you got a lawnmower?
Yeah.
There you go, Toots. Get out there and mow. Put on some headphones.
I killed a frog once, so though, because I can't do it anymore because I'm afraid I'll get another one.
Did it crunch up into pieces?
No, it just went sliced through it.
Did it spit out the side?
No. Stop.
I went over a snake.
Oh.
And it did cut it in pieces and threw it out the chute.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not, I felt terrible. I really still do feel terrible.
Yes, yes.
About it.
I do, because it's even a few years ago and I still think about it. I can't touch the lawnmower.
Oh. So this information that I have, just so that you know, I've gotten it from LawnEQ.com.
LawnEQ?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Scientists at the Tokamak Fusion Test Reactor site in Princeton, New Jersey, have produced temperatures as high as 920 million degrees Fahrenheit, or about 34 times as hot as the center of the sun.
Ooh, where is that? New Jersey?
New Jersey, Princeton. Now, I'm thinking to myself, why would you want to do that? Because you would burn a hole in the, whatever you were.
Yeah.
I mean, hotter than the sun's
core.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know if allegedly that's true.
I'm going to look that one up for sure.
You're right when you think it through. How can it even be somewhere?
Right. And how could you handle it? I mean,
How close can you get? How do you do it?
Yeah.
Unless it's one little spot.
It's like standing on top of a volcano.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Having it explode on you. This is true.
I wonder if any stars come out of it.
I don't know. I would like to know more about that.
Maybe diamonds.
I think.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what they're doing. So LawnEQ.com says the first lawnmower was invented by an Englishman. His name is Edward Beer Budding. Patented in 1830.
Beer Budding?
Beer Budding. Beard. Edwin Beard, like a beard.
Oh, okay.
Budding. Like a flower is budding. Budding got the original idea from watching a cutting cylinder at a local cloth mill.
Oh.
While patented, it took almost 10 years for an effective machine to be put into action. So it took him a while. It took him 10 years to get it going.
Yeah.
But this is the thing I think about very often is the minds of people that are inventors.
They see something and they can correlate it into something else.
They do.
Yep.
They see it and they can imagine something, and it's just fascinating to me. And I just think that inventors are very cool.
Yeah.
There we go. Edwin. Good old Edwin Beard Budding.
You can tell the temperature by listening to a cricket chirp. For the temperature is in degrees Fahrenheit, count the number of chirps in 15 seconds, and that at 37. And that'll give you the temperature.
I don't know that I've ever heard maybe I have just heard one cricket. Usually it's many crickets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like they don't stop. They just keep going.
I know.
I love it.
I do I like it.
I go to sleep by it.
I like it. Speaking of going to sleep, I used to do, have Alexa play a thunderstorm. So I would go to sleep to thunderstorms. And then I thought I would change that. So I changed it to wind chimes, which I have had before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got bored. And then I changed it to pan flute, which I've had before. But I'm back to pan flute. The pan flute is such a cool instrument.
It's very soothing.
Yeah, it's not a flute.
Nope.
It's not like a flute flute. It's this...
It's gentle.
Yeah, this mesmerizing kind of eerie in a way, in a soft, gentle kind of eerie way. So if you're having a hard time sleeping, just listen to pan flute, not pan flute with piano. No.
Nothing with piano.
Just pan flute. All by it little.
Every time you say pan flute, I think of the unshirted guy behind it playing it. That makes me calm down, sort of.
Where is your head? Her eyes and her face went into like oblivion. Just like she was gone for a moment. And I said to myself, it's coming. It's coming. She's going to say something. And her eyes went off in the distance. And I knew she was picturing something.
Allegedly, trees make a gurgling sound when they're thirsty.
Oh, jeez.
I want somebody to look that up and tell me about it.
I don't think that's true.
A gurgling sound when they're thirsty.
And you only hear it when you're not in the forest. They only you. Yes. Yes. When you're not there, that's when they gurgle.
Okay.
It makes you, or doesn't
it? Do they gurgle in the roots or the branches?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
So now you think maybe a stethoscope. Get yourself out there with a stethoscope.
Ooh.
Put that up to the tree.
But that means you got to torture the tree and get them dehydrated.
Oh, that's true. You have to go where there's a drought.
Oh, my gosh.
See if they're gurgling. Lawn mowing is a competitive sport. This is a website called ImproveTheLawn.com, and it said lawnmower racing is a unique and entertaining sport, and it emerged as an unexpected offshoot of the lawnmower innovation.
That's kind of as bright as the iron comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they throw the iron, though, don't they?
I don't know.
This quirky competition began in 1973 in the UK as a fun, affordable alternative to motor racing. The participants modify their lawnmowers for speed, and then they race them across various terrains. The sport has since gained a following, with events held in countries around the world showcasing the creativity and engineering prowess of competitors. So do they just use the base of the lawnmower and they build something around it, or do they actually sit on it?
They wish for a life, but they don't have one.
We should invite them to the sock memorial.
There you go.
Yeah, bring your lawnmower, show us that, and we'll look for socks.
Yeah. This is cool.
Okay.
There actually is a burning bush. Dictaminus albus is an Eurasian perennial that emits an aromatic flammable vapor, which, when ignited, envelops the leaves and petals in a flash of flame without harming the plant.
Wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
It's Eurasian perennial, and it's spelled Dictaminus albus.
Look that up, people. Burning bush.
Mm-hmm. There really is one.
There is a bush you can plant in your yard that's a burning bush that I know turns red in the fall, but it doesn't burn.
No, but they're beautiful.
It doesn't burn. Maybe we need to call on Moses and ask him about the burning bush.
Can you help us out, dear?
Yes. The fastest lawnmower in the world. What do you think?
It's not one I'm pushing.
How do you think? How fast do you think the fastest lawnmower in the world goes in miles per hour?
35.
35 miles an hour?
Yeah.
150.99. Yeah. The title of the fastest lawnmower in the world belongs to Honda's Mean Mower V2.
Oh, my gosh.
Which shattered records by reaching a breathtaking speed of 150.99 miles per hour in 2019.
How can you practice what you're going to go over? I mean,
that's fast.
In a yard, you'd kill something.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it would be on a track.
Wow.
Yeah. This extraordinary machine blurs the line between a conventional garden tool and a high-performance race car. Engineered with precision and designed for speed, the Mean Mower V2 showcases the unexpected and thrilling potential of lawnmower innovation.
Wow. There's a lot of people with nothing to do.
Yeah. I think you... Because wow. I'm with you, because when I read it, Mean Mower V2 showcases the unexpected and thrilling potential. I'm thinking, I don't care.
Thrilling potential?
Yeah, that's not, yeah, no.
How many trees and bushes are you going to take down and all that time? Well,
I don't really care.
Somebody had to do it.
Yep. Yep, and it wasn't Mr. Edwin Beard Budding.
He wouldn't allow
that. Would he ever believe that this would be happening with a lawnmower?
I'd like to see his face.
All of this stuff about a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Well, his face right now wouldn't look too good.
That's probably true. Chinese writing, rather than using letters, is made up of graphic symbols that each represent an idea. And we all kind of know this, but the part of it I like is the ideogram for trouble depicts two women living under one roof.
Seriously. Is that serious? My goodness. I think we need to take a break. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from MyCom Federal Credit Union, 101 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, where their mission is to continue to promote the principle of people helping people while providing services that meet the diverse and ever-changing needs of their membership. MyCom Federal Credit Union, online at mycomcu.org. And do you need help heating your home? Berkshire Community Action Council may be able to help. The Fuel Assistance Program is accepting new applications beginning November 1st. This program assists with your primary heating source, including all heating types. Once you're eligible for fuel assistance, you're also eligible for a discount on your electric bill. Go to bcacinc.org for more information.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
So, here we are, back with our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. We're pre-recorded, which means we're not live, which means while you're listening, we're getting ready to come in here and record.
We're not dying. We're not live, but we're not dying.
That's true.
Number one.
Yes.
Unlike other fruits, cranberries do not show their ripeness with color. The steam rising from a cup of coffee contains the same amount of antioxidants as three oranges. Mm. And snake oil actually has curative powers. Mm.
If that's true, I would like to know what powers that snake oil may have.
Okay.
So they're either all true or they're all false.
Right.
All right. Here we go. Do we have anything that we're going to be talking about this half hour? Or are we just going to sit here in silence?
I'm going to continue with the legend.
All right. I am going to talk about having a better life.
Okay.
From The Guardian. This is from The Guardian.
That's important.
And it says the first thing, exercise on Monday night.
Why specifically Monday night?
Because there's nothing going on Mondays. Everything's closed. There's nothing good on television.
Huh.
You know, not everything's closed.
Well, yeah.
Huh. So are they telling you to only exercise once a week?
Don't you anyway?
Once a week?
If I get up and I'm walking, I'm exercising. Now, this might be a little offensive.
Oh, gosh, I'll here we go. It. Oh, gosh, not again.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not as bad as the other.
Okay.
The fly of your jeans is the fold of cloth over the zipper, not the zipper itself. So when somebody tells you your fly is down, ignore them.
Because it's not.
It's not.
A zipper.
Yep.
The flap of fabric.
Flap of cloth over the zipper is the flap.
Is the flap.
The fly.
The fly. I'll bet nobody out there knew that.
Well, they do now.
So now what do we say? We say your zipper's down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or there's got to be another way to say it. A slang way.
The barn door's open.
The barn door's open.
Close the garage.
So, if you're on the fence about a purchase that you need to make, it says here, according to The Guardian, wait 72 hours before you buy it.
Ah.
Very good advice. Unless you're bidding against someone else.
Yeah.
That's
kind of time
tough.
Is essence.
72 okay. hours. And the, also, there's those questions you're supposed to ask yourself. Do I need it?
Why do I need it?
Can
do
I afford it? Can I afford it?
Yeah.
Do I need it? Can I afford it? What's the third one? I think there's a third one. Do I really need it? Can I afford it? And is it, do I want it?
Is there somebody I can give it to?
Somebody I can give it to? Well, then I'd never buy it. Because, no, that is not true. That is so not true. That made me sound like a terrible person. That's not true. Hey, that is not true.
In 1598, Queen Elizabeth I created a court appointment of the uncorker of ocean bottles, who was entrusted with opening every ocean bottle that contained a message in her royal presence. Uncorking such a bottle on your own was punishable by death.
Isn't that insane? By death? Mm-hmm. If you uncork your bottle?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. What kind of control do people have over people in those days?
Oh, big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time when you read history and you, it's like, what? Seriously?
Yep.
Really? That makes me want to write a letter. To somebody. Okay. Consider going down when you're working to only 4 days a week. Well, that's easy to do if you're self-employed.
Yeah, or retired.
It's likely a disproportionate amount of your fifth day's work. That's not written correctly.
Huh?
It says it's likely a disproportionate amount of your fifth day's work is taxed anyway. So you'll lose way less than a fifth of your take-home pay. I have to think about that for a while.
I'm not going to.
We're both retired. We don't have to worry about it. I just crossed that one right out.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, I'll skip to another one.
Okay.
Everyone has an emotional blind spot when they fight.
Uh-huh.
Work out what your emotional blind spot is.
I want to be right.
Then remember it. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, when you have an argument and you're trying to get your side to win, you're not paying attention to what
that's
the other side is saying.
That's your emotional blind spot.
Yes.
So remember it and...
calm down, relax, yes. Listen to both sides.
That's hard to do when you're a control freak.
Yeah. And when the... yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember, I crossed this out a lot.
London cab drivers have big brains. Acquiring exhaustive knowledge of London's labyrinthine roundabouts, mews, and one-ways actually causes portions of the driver's brains to grow to larger than average size. Now, I take away from that that maybe the brain is larger, but does that mean that they're any smarter?
Ah, that's a very good question.
But they remember all that. Wouldn't you kind of become ingrained in you after a while?
I would think, yes. You're making all those little paths in your brain, little tunnels.
So
if that's
so,
true, then the people in Italy have big brains, the drivers in Italy, because
they have a death wish.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, I don't know about the, you know, I just know about the small towns I'm talking about. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Plant spring bulbs, even if it's in a pot.
Plant spring bulbs?
Yes, because it's cheerful in the spring. If you plant them in pots and you have them in your home, just plant them in pots or put them outside. You know what you can do? You can dig a hole in the ground. You can put a pot in there.
If the minimum wage had risen as fast as the top 1% of incomes over the past half century, the lowest paid workers in the U.S. would earn close to $33 an hour.
I believe that.
That's something.
I believe that. I don't think they are.
There's no balance.
The balance. Yep, there's no balance.
Wow.
Same with Social Security. Let's not go there. Hey, send somebody a note instead of a text. Well, of course, if you're texting.
Yeah.
But if it's a text just to say, hey, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a long time. Skip it. Just do a note.
Well, I've thought about that because it's nice to receive something in the mail like that, and you can hold it in your hand and read it, and it's paper, and it's more permanent. It's more personal.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely more personal, especially if there's money in it.
I don't know why I haven't done it yet.
I know. I just did one the other day. I went to a women's conference in Westfield, and the women at the church were so welcoming, and they made us feel so special. They had flowers there. You wouldn't believe the trellises and things that someone made that were all real beautiful. And just the way that they treated us and served us. And so I sent them a note rather than an email.
Nice.
And I'm not trying to blow my own horn.
Right,
I'm not even musical that way. But I just felt that they needed to know that it was just very welcoming and very nice, very nice day.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it is nicer just, and you know what helps, everybody? You know what helps you send notes? Buy a roll of stamps, even though you don't need them.
Yeah.
Put them in a drawer.
Where they're
also
easily found.
Put some note paper in envelopes or cards that you get at the dollar store or whatever, and have them there so that when you do think, I think I want to write a note, you won't say, oh, I don't have any stamps. You'll have them.
I'll have to write an envelope and all.
And just, that's a really good gift for somebody, to give
it
them a
is.
Little box with notepaper and envelopes and then
some stamps.
Stamps and some stickers. And then if it's a young person, you have to explain to them what that is.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's paper and a pad.
This kind of surprised me a little bit. All blue-eyed people have a single common ancestor who lived near the Black Sea 6,000 to 10,000 years ago. Eyes appear to be blue, not because of the blue pigment in the iris, but because of a lack of melanin. People with no melanin at all are albinos. So therefore, then I am just halfway between being normal and being abnormal. I don't know if I should say it that way.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
So you could wonder if you can have a test done to see if you have how much melanin you have. So here's the thing. So if you have a lot of melanin, you're brown, probably.
Probably.
I'm green. So what does that mean?
I don't know. I thought about that.
I'm somewhere in the middle there. And who? Elizabeth Taylor. She was violet.
Yeah. So I would say you're probably a little higher on the level than I am. So, I'm closer to an albino than you are.
Okay.
I guess.
This is people from where?
The Black Sea.
So the Black Sea, so it's water for you, blue. Mine's green, so maybe I'm from the rainforest.
There could be. That could be.
Could be.
Brown eyes are from brown-eyed Susans?
I think they're...
Or is it black-eyed
Susans? Are there people with black eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Black color? The color is black?
Yeah, yeah. They're so dark, you can barely...
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Deep and dark.
Oh, it's amazing.
Deep and dark. Oh. So, keep a bird feeder by your window, ideally the kitchen. It'll pass the time when you're washing up. Don't stick it to your window. I know we've talked about that.
Thank you.
The little suction cup bird feeders are scary because, and I have had this happen, they've hit the glass.
Put them in the tree next to your
window. Put them in the tree next to your window. Or you can get a shepherd's hook. I have a shepherd's hook in my yard.
I do too.
So I hung my bird feeder on the shepherd's hook. I don't know what kind of bird seed I... Yes, I do. It's the kind of bird seed that doesn't leave shells all over the place.
Right, right.
And I'm getting crows, and
yep.
I'm getting those
morning doves. Yeah, I got those too. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're scaring away the little birds, I think.
I didn't have that problem. I had a lot of baby sparrows.
Okay, I'll have to continue watching and maybe try another seed and see what happens, or put up another bird feeder and see what happens. I don't have to worry about bears.
Don't believe that for a minute.
I've never, shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
We have a fence all the way around. So I once watched a bear at my mom's grab her bird feeder. It was a shepherd's hook, a thick one.
Yeah.
Bend that thing right in half. Sat on the ground and began to enjoy, but took that thing and bent it like it was made out of rubber.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
They are so strong.
Yeah.
Henry Ford
invented
the modern charcoal briquette from sawdust and scrap wood generated in his automobile factory. Ford encouraged people to use their cars on picnic outings by offering barbecue grills and Ford charcoal at his dealerships.
Henry Ford was an amazing inventor, and I don't think everyone knows that he invented a lot of things.
Yeah.
You don't like Henry Ford?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
There's something else about Henry Ford, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, he actually... Was it? Who was it? Oh, I'm going to have to find it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Always bring ice to house parties. I don't know what this... So this is having a better life. I'm sorry. I thought we were back on the grass. Always bring ice to house parties because there's never enough.
Well, it does melt.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Put a bow on it. If you like it, then you better put a bow on it. Get lightning right. Get the lighting. Wait, let's start over. Get the lighting right. Turn off the overhead one. Turn on lamps. Don't have that bright overhead light. Have some subtle lighting in your home. It's relaxing.
It's too subtle in my
home.
And
subtle and quiet and peaceful. And
pay it's some, easy to trip over.
And you sit, and then you play pan flute music, and just relax.
Oh, don't go there.
And just relax.
I'm going there.
It also says make your life better by sharpening your knives. So let's be real. There are times, I'm going to be really real, that I'll be slicing a tomato, and I'll have trouble with my knife. And rather than turn around and get the sharpener and sharpen the knife, I'll stand there for minutes pushing on the tomato with the dull knife so that there's now an indentation in the tomato. And then instead of turning around and getting the thing and sharpening my knife, now because the indentation is there, I'll decide to just take the point of the knife and stab the tomato a little bit and then cut it with the dull knife. I will do all of that. out of either laziness or stubbornness that I will not turn around and get the sharpener. But when the day comes and I do sharpen the knife, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Speaking of knives.
Yes.
Like snowflakes, the fingerprints. The bacterial profile in your belly button is unique.
I thought, wow, she's going to talk about the difference in every single fingerprint, every single snowflake. And then you turned around and you talked about a navel?
That ain't an orange, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Feeling sluggish at work? Try the Pomodoro technique.
Oh?
25 minutes on, 5-minute break, and repeat. Work for 25 minutes, take 5 minutes away from your work, and then go back. And that is Pomodoro. And that sounds like a spaghetti sauce.
But it makes sense. It does. I believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do something like that. I'll work for a little bit, and then I'll sit and read my book, and then I get back up and do some more work.
Mm-hmm. You've got the Pomodoro technique down pat.
Look at that. Oscar Storr and Jack Youf were identical twins, born in 1933, and separated shortly after birth. Oscar was raised as a Catholic and became a Nazi. Jack was raised as a Jew. When they reunited many years after World War II, they had little in common aside from the urge to fake sneezes during uncomfortable silences.
Is that right?
Yep. Allegedly.
And he was a Nazi and the other one was a Jew?
Yep. I wonder why they were separated at birth.
Wait a minute. If one of them was a Jew, then they were both Jews. Well, he was raised a Jew.
He was raised that way. He
and his brother became a Nazi.
Yeah.
And they both sneezed when they were uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're uncomfortable?
Shut up.
Do you? I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. I have to think about that. Keep your children's drawings and their paintings and put the best ones in the frames.
Aww.
That will make you happy. I did see these frames on Amazon that you hang maybe 4 of them on the wall.
Yeah.
You put the picture inside.
Yeah.
But the frame lifts up from the front so you can put another picture in.
Aww.
And then you can put another picture
in. Makes your kids happy.
And as time goes by, you've now collected maybe 10 in each frame that are just stacked.
Aww.
And you have them all.
I think that's a great idea.
I love that idea.
I think everybody should do that.
I knew someone that did that with her husbands.
Put him in a frame?
No. Husband number 1 went in the frame. Number 2 went on top of that one.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about
so
that.
So she now has all 5 in
and
one frame.
They're all interchangeable, right? Who am I today? This I have to do. A theorem of algebraic topology, known as the hairy ball theorem, states that a field of hair cannot be combed flat at every point of a sphere. In other words, every hairy ball has its cowlick.
What? What? Why do we care? Why does that matter in the grand scheme of things?
I just thought it was funny. Do you? Oh, it's dangerous, too. Okay.
Don't be weird about how to stack the dishwasher.
There is no right or wrong way. Mm-mm. If your dishes don't get clean, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, just put them in again. Run them again.
Oh, my gosh.
I am very, very neat and organized in my kitchen.
I'm not.
But when it comes to doing the dishwasher, it's a mess. And Mark, it's funny, Mark and I just talked about this the other day because he's more a little bit more orderly about doing the dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
He claims that he can put more dishes in than I do because I just am random. But I
That's
don't
That's not
have,
necessarily good.
I have no order.
Because if you put too many in, they can shield the other pieces that are dirty
True.
And need to be hit with the water.
Then you push power wash.
Yeah, you go.
But you know how long power wash takes on
No.
my dishwasher? Over 3 hours.
Oh, forget it.
3 hours in the dishwasher.
I would put them in the dishwasher and go to bed.
I would wash them by hand.
I'm doing that now because our dishwasher broke down.
And do you miss it?
I do.
You do?
I've been looking on sites to find a portable one so that we can replace that because I don't want him trying to electrocute himself putting one in.
It's just the two of you. Just wash the dishes, right?
You don't know what he does to my dishes. I love you, darling. And speaking of husbands.
Yes.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. I can't
They're coming to
it.
Record. We have no idea how this will work out. We are not helping them prepare, are we?
Just a little.
A little.
Yeah.
All right. And they're going to be here as guests, and hopefully they'll take us out to breakfast after.
And we'll let you know in the following weeks whether we're still married or not.
Yes. Mark will be moving in with Greg, and you'll be moving in with me, and all is well. Ding.
Okay, true or false?
Yes.
Unlike other fruits, cranberries do not show their ripeness with color. The steam rising from a cup of coffee contains the same amount of antioxidants as three oranges, and snake oil actually has curative powers.
Well, when I think of these, I think, well, if they're false, then somebody just wasted their time writing this. It's like, why? The only one is the cranberries. I think they do turn, but then again, I don't. So I'm going to take a wild guess here. Here it comes.
Uh-huh.
They're all true.
Unlike other fruits, cranberries do not show their ripeness with color. Instead, they are sorted by bouncing.
I knew that.
Good cranberries bounce and bad ones don't.
I knew that.
Snake oil is high in omega-3 fatty acids. Snake oil is effective in treating symptoms related to arthritis, as well as preventing heart disease, stroke, and even depression.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Depression?
There you go.
Snake.
Didn't say what kind of snake. Just said snake.
Okay. Steam.
Steam is 3 tangerines.
Coffee steam is 3 tangerines.
3 tangerines or oranges. Whatever.
Or oranges. I would have thought that one was false.
Yeah.
That was the one that was kind of...
Apparently it's true.
Apparently it's true. I want to know more about the snake oil.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I told you about the movie, right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Creepy, creepy, scary. Hey, join us next time and meet our husbands.
The fellows. Oh, my God. I can't wait. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.